Once, in a time of hunger, the people were on the move, looking for better hunting grounds. Coming to a wide, rushing river, the men made a ferry out of the kayaks by tying them together with thongs and brought the women and children across. There were two orphans whom nobody would bother about. In the hungry times, people only had enough for their own children. So no one took them, and they were left behind on the shore. They stood there, the little boy and little girl, watching the people go off without them. How would they live? They had nothing to eat and did not know how to take care of themselves. They wandered back to the old campsite to look for something to eat. The girl only found a piece of flint, and the boy an old leather boot sole. The boy said to his sister, "After the way we have been treated, I can't bear to be a human being any longer. What can we turn into?" "Caribou," his sister suggested, thinking of the warm herds and the moss to eat. "No," he answered, "for then men would spear us to death." "Seals?" she asked. "No, for then they would tear us to pieces for food." And in this way they named all the creatures, but there wasn't one that wasn't a victim of man. Finally, the sister proposed turning into thunder and lightning. "That's it," said her brother. And they became airy spirits and rose into the sky, the girl striking sparks with her flint, and the boy banging his piece of leather like a drum, making the heavens flash and thunder. They soon revenged themselves on the people who left them to starve. They made so much thunder and lightning over their camp that everyone died of fright. And that way, people discovered that thunder and lightning could be very dangerous indeed.